Chapter 14. Toward a Dialogue of Civilizations. Do you recall ever being insulted by someone who misunderstood you or your motives? If so, you probably also well recall the culprit, and still feel some annoyance. Consider, though, that this lingering annoyance is likely to indicate that the issue remained unresolved. The cause of the trouble was never made clear. It is easier to ignore an insult or to reply in kind than to work at overcoming the misunderstanding. These kinds of problems occur not only on the interpersonal level, but also on the cross-cultural levels. I was privileged to take part in a workshop on the role of education in the dialogue of civilizations at the United Nations University, Tokyo. The project was based on the 1998 UN General Assembly resolution designating 2001 the UN Year of Dialogue Among Civilizations, in firm rejection of the well-known thesis that inter-civilization conflicts are inevitable. The United Nations expressed its determination to promote mutual understanding and tolerance among people of different cultural backgrounds through an active exchange of ideas, visions, and aspirations. Participating in the workshop were representatives from Nigeria to Peru, from France to Malaysia. The participants were authorities in such fields as education, religion, economics, and communication. It was a rich, complex, and intellectual exchange on areas including multicultural societies, cultural transformation, and the history of civilizational dialogues. These intercivilizational dialogues are timely. In this age of sophisticated communication technology, interaction and mutual influence among different parts of the world are inevitable and necessary. For instance, the Kyoto Protocol is in danger of collapse because of some short-sighted actions aimed at protecting narrow oil-related business interests. Without any countermeasures to cope with the current situation, the world's oil will be used up within 30 years, and clean water will be unavailable within 40 years. If the trend of global warming continues, it will no longer be possible to harvest crops 100 years from now. There are four levels of dialogue that can and should take place among civilizations. The first level involves intercultural encounters, both intended and accidental, that lead to cultural understanding and friendship. Commerce, for example, might begin with one side wanting to trade in a spice grown by the other side. The second level consists of information exchanges. This also includes the sharing of knowledge. A good illustration of this is the transfer of religious or philosophical traditions among peoples. The third level is the active use of argumentation in the processing of ideas. Although people often think of argumentation as a hostile activity, one manifestation of its use is in critical discussion, where people strive genuinely and cooperatively to arrive at important decisions. The ideas of the public are thus synthesized in the accomplishment of beneficial change in the status quo. The fourth level of dialogue is negotiation, about such things as how specific policy plans can be implemented to solve pressing problems that transcend national boundaries. The workshop at the United Nations University, in discussing the need for intercivilizational dialogue, was itself an example of such dialogue. It demonstrates that this kind of activity is not only possible, but also creative, and, it can be expected, fruitful.